This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Hour 2, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. First hour, I pretty much did most of the fishing, or most of the talking. So we'd like you to join us this hour with your calls and comments about anything you'd like to talk about. Have you seen anything in the news? Have you heard anything you'd like to comment on or have a question about, make a comment about anything that... I've seen a few things. I talked last hour about this thing going on in Minnesota where this retired forest guy who thinks we can make friends of the animals. I guess he watched a little too much Yogi Bear when he was a forest ranger and thought maybe that Yogi and Boo Boo would talk to him. So they go out and they actually hand feed bears in the wilds of Minnesota. But in that area also, the Wall Street Journal reports that there have been 58 reports of troublesome bears. They're talking about bears that have lost their fear of humans, and that's not a good thing in a neighborhood when you have kids and everything else. And I think the most poignant part of this was one of the ladies, Barb Soderberg, 63-year-old retired U.S. Forest Service official. She lives down the street from this institute, the Wildlife Research Institute, where they walk out and feed these bears. Said she knew this guy Rogers through her work. She said her family has seen an increase in bear incidents since buying their house 30 years ago. She said, "I just keep thinking about what will happen to one of my grandkids running outside with an ice cream cone." Well, yeah, I'm sure she does. So anyway, that's going on. We had a woman attacked by two raccoons in Central Park. Young lady, she's apparently a singer from New York City. She was at a moonlight stroll in Central Park the other night, and retreating to safety when she saw two raccoons approaching her, she thought it was going to be best to just stay still and stay calm and stay quiet. Well, they started to come up to her and nuzzle her and walk over her feet, and then they started to bite her and chew on her, and she wasn't happy about any of that, and I'm sure she wasn't. So anyway, let's talk to Don in Stony Beach. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, did you mention it was Pat, our producer's birthday today? Did you wish him happy birthday when he answered the phone?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Well, happy birthday.
There you go.
Or sing it?
No, you don't. No, you don't have to sing it. That's okay. That's all right.
On the way to Clyde's to pick up a few fishing lures and some line and stuff.
Yep.
Enjoy your sponsors. Hey, we had a good day fishing yesterday. Took one of the boys out around White Rocks, and we were drifting through there, catching some really nice white perch.
Yeah.
A lot of fish showing up on the little fish finder there, a little hummingbird thing.
Yeah.
And we caught some wonderful, beautiful, heavy, sweet-tasting crabs. We had some crab traps out along the mouth of Rock Creek.
So, good.
And we only had to throw one back all day.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so we really enjoyed it. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the fishing reports from the people to call in. And, hey, we had a question. There's a fact that I commented yesterday on some of the crabs and said, "Man, these are Wye River crabs." And what is it in Wye River that makes the crabs so big? Is it the salinity of the water? What do you think it is?
I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's just that they have good water and good nutrition there. I mean, it's You know, everybody has their own favorites as to where they get the favorite crabs. You know, Y River's one of them. You know, the other one's Miles River. The other one's Chester River. You know, there's all kinds of different rivers and creeks that people promote locally and say their crabs are the best. You know, but we're most familiar with Y because it's probably the closest to us. So yeah. I don't know the answer though. Why there's some nice crabs in there? I really don't.
Okay. Well,
it just is what it is. I wish I could tell you.
Yeah, those Y River crabs, they fill the trap up. Sometimes they're hanging out when you pull them up.
if you catch one 9 inches point to point, you know, that's eligible for a citation in the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Well, again, we enjoy the show quite a bit, and you take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks, Don.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
There goes Dawn. All right, 410-922-6680. Hey, if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. But do talk to Pat and wish him happy birthday today, if you would. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me share this with you. The headline reads like this. Governor O'Malley issues water safety plea as Maryland sees alarming increase in drowning deaths. You know, we got to work the governor into everything here, of course. And, I hate to see that he overshadows the importance of the issue. So let's just go on with this. The death of a 25-year-old Delaware man in the Susquehanna River this past weekend brings the total water-related casualties in Maryland this year to 12, double that of this time in 2012. Governor Martin O'Malley and law enforcement officials, of course, are urging everyone to help put a stop to this disturbing trend, protecting themselves and their loved ones by taking the necessary safety precautions in and around the water. And the governor, quote, 1 month ago, we issued a plea for citizens and visitors to make personal safety a top priority while enjoying our state's waterways. Sadly, since then, 6 more lives have been lost to drowning, said Governor O'Malley. One day on the water, one minor misstep, one moment or lapse in judgment can lead to a loss in life. Some of these victims were avid swimmers and athletes, clearly demonstrating that no one is immune to a swift current, large wave, or unexpected mishap. We urge you to guard your life, guard the lives of your loved ones by being smart and safe on the water. Thank you, Governor, for that. There's more to that. But let's talk to Ray. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Okay, I haven't talked to you since June when we were on the way to Lake Champlain.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Baltimore County.
How'd you do?
We caught over 300 bass.
Yeah.
Smallmouth. Biggest one was about 4 pounds on the smallmouth, and the biggest one on the largemouth was about 3 pounds. But we didn't do as good as we did last year.
Yeah.
But, we had a local tournament in a month ago down Wicomico, and caught some nice bass down there, and I stayed at Shad's, and I love a fly rod, and I got 4 bass on a pardon me on a fly rod, and mm-hmm. got quite a bit of sunny bluegills that feeds with the big bellies on them, you know.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
I bet I caught about 35 of them on a fly rod, which is a ball and a half. What I wanted to tell you is we had talked about getting together. Our club holds our meetings the third Friday of every month. If you remember, we just finished our 51 years.
Yes, I do remember. Do you have email, Ray?
Yes.
All right. The best thing to do is drop me an email and remind me of that.
Okay.
Yep.
So the email, what I was going to suggest, if you'd like to attend one of the meetings.
Sure.
And I've got all the books and everything from the first day we started this club.
Right.
Our minutes and everything. And also get a chance. It would be probably better to do it September or October after the vacations.
Sure. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you drop me an email to remind me about that?
Well, what's your email address? What about if I give your guy, our email address, and then you can get back.
Ray, I'm not good at reaching out. I'm good at replying.
Okay.
Okay, so my email address. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, I'm getting it right now.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S.
All right.
At EllisOutdoors.com.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, let's talk to Roy in Hyattsville. Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice in the morning. I'm transplanted from New York City.
Okay.
I used to fish in the Narrows there, right near the Verrazano Narrows Bridge for rockfish.
Right, sure.
And I did a little surf fishing, and it was great. Really got some really great results. I haven't been able to do it in a while. I was transplanted by Sandy. Sandy destroyed everything, so I'm here in Hyattsville now.
All right.
And I have this nagging question, which I'm sure I can look on the internet and find out the answer to, but I'd rather hear from someone with experience that knows what they're talking about.
Well, then you called the wrong show.
No, here's the thing. People are always telling me, I can't believe you eat those rockfish or those striped bass, you know, from the Narrows there. I said, they're predatory fish.
Yeah.
Fish that move up and down the coast. They're the same fish you're going to eat somewhere else.
Yes.
Why am I supposed to be afraid of eating them? Do you have some input on that?
Eat away, man.
Eat away, right?
Eat away, yeah.
I mean, I know that the Kilvan cull and all that stuff that's going on in Jersey there is bad, but these are the same fish that you're eating everywhere else. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. Yes, indeed. They're anadromous fish. They come into Chesapeake Bay to spawn in the rivers of the Chesapeake Bay and, of course, up the Hudson as well. And then they go on, they move out, and they go up the coast. And, I mean, they spend most of their time in the ocean. So, I mean, you know, the spawning season is when they come up into the rivers and that type of thing. And you know, we do have warnings out there. If you go on the Maryland Department of the Environment and look for fish warnings and things like that, they warn you to only eat so many meals. But you know what?
Right.
There's nobody that I know can eat that many meals of rockfish that's going to create any problems for them. So,
correct.
You know,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't have any, as often as you eat rockfish, I don't think that it's any type of problem. So
if you're lucky enough to catch that, man, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you need to get out on the bay because we're loaded up right now. This is the best season I've seen on Chesapeake Bay in decades.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm planning on it at some point. It's just like getting resituated here, but it's just a pleasure to hear your voice in the morning. I literally have my iPhone plugged into my ear, and I'm just waking up, and I'm like, oh, there he is.
Oh, cool. Well, that's very nice of you, Roy. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Take care.
Thanks. See ya. All right, we got Ricky in his car, and then Tom in Baltimore City. Good morning, Ricky. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Alan?
I'm all right. What's up?
A while ago I called you about this, and I knew you said you were going to have somebody on talk about this tournament to carry concealed weapons.
Yeah.
And I apologize, I missed a few shows. I was out of town.
That's all right. We haven't really drilled down into it, Ricky, because first of all, there's no movement on it. I mean, if you can go on our buddies at Maryland Shall Issue, they probably have the most current information on that. But it's not going anywhere in Maryland. I can tell you that. I mean, the General Assembly doesn't even meet till next January for 90 days, and with an election year, they're not even going to look at it in 2014. They're not even going to look at it. So, you know, we're stuck where we are, unfortunately. Yeah, it is what it is. And there's been a couple rulings on a couple of cases that have been overturned and appealed, and the Attorney General's taken a look at it, and he's, you know, everything's at a screeching standstill right now.
I appreciate it, though.
I mean, we'll bring somebody on. It's just a matter of...
Yeah, that'd be really cool if you can. You know, somebody who will have a lot of info about it.
Yeah, well, we've got the new law kicking in here on October 1st, so we plan on looking at that as soon as somebody has a handle on what's going on. I do know that after October that the Maryland Licensed Firearm Dealers Association has scheduled a series of seminars for the dealers to have them, how do they deal with the new law coming up here on October 1st and what it's going to mean to the dealerships. And, you know, it's going to be licensing and fingerprinting and everything else, which is just annoying. So,
right, very annoying, I know.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
All right, Ricky, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. We'll take care of it here soon enough. Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Yep, bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, now through Labor Day. That's all the longer you got left. Yep. 1 month, and you could win great prizes like grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. All you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or a crab, 9 inches point-to-point, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. And don't forget about Diamond Jim. He's a tagged rockfish worth $25,000, still swimming in Chesapeake Bay, ready to take your spot or your chum or your trolling bait. And once you bring that fish on board that has one of those green spaghetti tags hanging out of its belly, we'll make sure that you don't that you keep that fish and tag intact and call that number on the tag right away. Somebody will inspect that fish and let you know if you've won $25,000, or maybe even $500 if it happens to be an imposter. So don't discount that big old tag hanging out of that fish. Yes, sir. So stop by your local fish and citation center, or check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that website, dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships. There's archery shoots, sponsored by Cabela's, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction, and more. Win a 2013 Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for info.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge.
You can enter every dough you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your dough through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your dough, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
All right, let's talk to Tom in Baltimore City if he's stuck with us. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, two questions. Going down to the tropics about barracuda and tuna. I'm going down to the tropics about a week from now, and people tell me each time I go down there, hey, you can catch a barracuda, but don't eat the barracuda. Well, what's your opinion about that? I mean, I hear that all the time. It's down in the Caribbean. Don't eat the barracuda. Can't eat barracuda.
Then don't do it. If the locals are telling you not to eat something, don't eat it.
I know. Have you ever heard that before about barracuda?
No, but I've never caught one. Now, I've seen them. I've fished for them. I've had them miss my bait down in Florida a couple times, but I've never actually caught one or talked to anybody about the edibility of them. I don't know. You know, grilled barracuda just doesn't turn me on for some reason.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, I mean, you're going to fish for tuna, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why would you want to eat a barracuda if you got tuna in the box?
Thank you. No. The tuna, that's not a question. The tuna is this. People say, hey, watch the tuna. You got a lot of mercury in there.
Oh, you know what? Don't worry about that. Just here's the deal, Tom, and I'll repeat this, and I've talked about this all the time on this radio show. I don't care if it's catfish or tuna or carp or bluefish or whatever it might be. Here's what the deal is.
Okay.
Mercury is a heavy metal. Okay? It lands in the fat of the fish. And I'm going to tell you where the fat is. The fat is on the belly. Okay?
Okay.
The fat is that the mushy area around the fins, where the fins go into the body.
Yep.
And the fat is concentrated on the lateral line, that line that goes down through the center of the fish's body. Yep. Now, I know if you eat fish, you've seen that when the fish is cooked, you've seen that dark-colored meat on salmon, on anything, right?
Yep.
All right. That's fat. That's where the fat is. That's what gives fish its fishy flavor. And once that fish is cooked, just pick that off and leave it. Don't eat it. Okay?
Right.
And if you're fixing fish at home and you don't want to even mess with it, cut that fillet straight down that lateral line, follow that lateral line, and trim that off before you cook the fish, and you won't even have a fishy taste in your pan or, you know, if you're baking a fish or whatever it might be. Okay?
Right.
So you're never going to eat enough tuna to have any kind of effect from mercury.
Right.
Okay. But if you want to take precautions, learn where the fat is on that fish and don't eat it. Just eliminate it from your diet.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So, right. I mean, people that eat a lot of belly, what's it called? Lox. People that eat a lot of lox, they could have a problem, okay, because that's belly meat. That's very fishy-tasting fish. People love it, okay, but right. Don't eat a lot of it because that's where any potential could be in that fish. So you just eliminate that. You eliminate where the toxins accumulate,
right.
and you've pretty much cut down on your risk altogether.
Okay.
Now, I mean, there might be a untraceable amount somewhere in the muscle texture of the fish, but my personal advice to you is eat all the tuna you want.
Right.
Okay, and your captain will know how to fillet that tuna and how to give you the best cuts of that tuna, and you won't even have to worry about it. But if you are worried about that on any fish, lateral line, around the fins, and on the belly.
Okay. He was so odd, man. He went to a restaurant about a couple months ago in a famous restaurant down in the harbor. I won't name it, but I'll just say the name of a dessert called cheesecake. You know the rest of it. But they took tuna off and put mahi-mahi on it or something like that. So, well, we heard about the mercury. They changed the menu, man. Took tuna off.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, mahi-mahi is amazing to me because for decades, eons, that fish has been called a dolphin. And you know why they changed the name to mahi-mahi?
No.
Flipper. If you put dolphin on the menu, people are going to go, I don't want to eat that. That's Flipper.
Right.
You know who Flipper was, right?
Oh, yeah. Back in the 60s.
Yeah, exactly. They call him Flipper,
right,
blah, blah,
right,
whatever
right.
that song was. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, that's why they changed the name of dolphin to mahi-mahi.
Damn.
That's okay. A Hawaiian terminology.
Let me ask you another question for you. What is steak fish? What is the fish that made
steak? Steak fish is hake, H-A-K-E. It's not a very handsome fish.
Okay.
It's along the line of the, I think it's a... one of the cod fishes or somewhere along that line, but that's kind of what that is.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks. See you. Thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure to bring a little education to the audience. But anyway, let's just not worry about what the governor said or what the colonel said. Let's just talk about what you need to do to stay safe on the water. First of all, don't be stupid. How's that? Don't get drunk and go out on a boat, moron. How's that? Tip number one. Tip number two. If you have kids, make sure they're in a life jacket. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. You don't want your kids to die, so put them in a life jacket so they can float if they happen to fall overboard. Make sure you have something that floats at hand. So if somebody falls over, you can throw it to them. Wear a life jacket. Have a flotation rescue device handy when out on the water. If you're swimming, swim near the lifeguard. If you're not a good swimmer, again, personal flotation device, or now they're calling them life jackets again, swim near lifeguard. Pretty simple. Do not swim or boat alone or while impaired. In other words, don't get drunk. Don't be an idiot. Check the weather and the tides before heading out. Oh, I got a thunderstorm coming up at 4 o'clock. I think we'll go out at 3:30. No. Oh, the wind's only blowing 30. It ain't 40 or 50. No. Don't fight the current if you fall overboard. You get caught in a riptide, don't challenge it by trying to swim directly to shore. Most rip currents are narrow and short, so swim parallel to the shoreline to break free and then to shore. I don't care if you're upstream or downstream. Pay special attention to small children. And always use safety devices on kids, life jackets. You can buy them in all sizes. Obey all the warning signs that alert swimmers to dangers. Be aware of any surrounding signs or markers that indicate current or water conditions, and always carry a cell phone. Rob in Pasadena wants to talk about Barracuda. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Alan. In the 70s, I lived in Miami, and I had a roommate that went over to the Bahamas.
Yep.
And they caught some Barracuda, and as I remember, one of them ate a little bit of it and damn near died.
Really?
And I think the reason was that they, if this is even true, if they eat coral over there in the Bahamas, and do you think that could be the reason? Because that's what I was told. But
yeah,
right or wrong, I don't remember.
I don't know the answer, but, you know, it's something I'll have to take a look at somewhere down the road and try and let you know on that. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. All right. All right, buddy. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yep. Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need it for fishing or hunting, Clyde's has it. Pretty simple. That's the commercial. If you need it for fishing or hunting, Clyde's has it. But they are a full-line Browning dealer. They have Browning handguns. They have Browning rifles. They have Browning shotguns and plenty of them for any application, for shooting sports. you know, sporting clays, trap, skeet, all that. They have all that. They have the over and under shotguns, the Satoris and the BT-99s and all that. If you want them for hunting, particularly waterfowl, they have the 10, the 12 gauge. They have the Maxis. They have the new A5. The new A5, you ought to see that. Really nice. Really nice. They have the A-Bolt and X-Bolt rifles. The X-Bolt is a great rifle in all high-power calibers if you're going out west or going, you know, going deer hunting and you're hunting a rifle county. You name it. They've got it from Browning. They're a full-line Browning dealer. I mean, they've got the flashlights and all that stuff, too, the boots and the knives and all of that. For fishing, anything from panfish to rockfish and everything in between. Now, their services, rod and reel repair, scope mounting and bore sighting, gunsmithing services, all of the above. This place is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. It's called Clyde Sports Shop. I was in there yesterday. Phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. They even have a fishing hotline that you can get a local fishing report, and that number is 247-FISH. The website is ClydeSports.com, ClydeSports.com. Make sure you check them out.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. After years of ignoring customer requests for plus-size fashions, fast-growing vintage-look retailer ModCloth last year introduced a few large-size styles and some more. Within 8 months, plus-sizes represented 8% of its revenue, and the company thinks plus-size sales could eventually outdo regular sales. ModCloth is one of the retail entrepreneurs trying to take advantage of the gap between the size of women and what's available for them to wear. The average woman in the U.S. is 5'4", weighs 167 pounds, and has a 37-inch waist, according to the Centers for Disease Control. That's roughly a size 14, yet most designer styles top out around size 12. Plus-size clothes have long been a lonely corner of the fashion industry, left to specialty retailers such as Lane Bryant. But a slow shift is taking place. Some designer labels built on skinny images have tiptoed into the plus-size world, including Michael Kors, Calvin Klein, and Ralph Lauren. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, don't eat barracuda. As a matter of fact, if I'm in the tropics, I'm going to depend on the local. I'm going to depend on the local chefs for my food. I'm not necessarily going to go out and catch much of anything and have somebody cook it for me because ciguatera, C-I-G-U-A-T-E-R-A poisoning. Is what these guys are talking about. It is a foodborne illness caused by eating certain reef fish whose flesh is contaminated with toxins originally produced by dinoflagellates, such as something with a big long name I can't pronounce. However, you can certainly look this up. I'm looking at Wikipedia right now, and I'm looking at ciguatera, C-I-G-U-A-T-E-R-A. They live in tropical and subtropical waters. The dinoflagellates adhere to coral, like our caller said, algae and seaweed, where they are eaten by herbivorous fish, who in turn are eaten by larger carnivorous fish. In that way, the toxins move up the food chain and they bioaccumulate, which means they get worse and worse. The dinoflagellate is primarily responsible for the production of similar toxins that cause ciguatera. These toxins, don't eat barracudas, snapper, which is a surprise, moray eels, parrot fishes, groupers, trigger fishes, and amberjacks, all are most likely to cause ciguatera poisoning. Although many other species cause occasional outbreaks of toxicity, ciguatoxin is odorless, tasteless, and very heat-resistant, so ciguatoxin-laden fish cannot be detoxified by conventional cooking. Ciguatera outbreaks could have caused the migratory voyages of the people from Polynesia between 1000 and 1400 A.D. to get away from an outbreak. Over 400 years. Gastrointestinal and neurological effects can result. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, followed by such neurological symptoms as headache, muscle ache, paresthesia, numbness, ataxia, vertigo, and hallucinations. Occasionally, long-lasting effects are misdiagnosed as multiple sclerosis. The disease can possibly be sexually transmitted. Symptoms can last from weeks to years, in extreme cases as long as 20 years, often leading to long-term disability. Symptoms can reoccur. disappear and reappear. Such relapses can be triggered by consumption of nuts, seeds, alcohol, fish or fish-containing products, chicken or eggs, or by exposure to fumes such as those of bleach and other chemicals. Exercise is another possible trigger. Filipino and Chinese people may possibly be more susceptible. I'm talking about fish in the tropics and subtropics, ladies and gentlemen. We had a caller that said he was advised not to eat barracuda, so we looked it up. Ciguatera poisoning is the deal. So there you go. Let's talk to James in Baltimore City. Good morning, James. How are you?
Morning, Dave. Okay, the barracuda, right?
Yes.
Right. Don't eat them because they do poison. I'm from Bahamas. They do be poison in the Bahamas. When you talk about the
Wait a minute. Didn't you just hear that lengthy explanation of what
they have? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I just letting everybody know what you say is the truth.
Okay.
I'm
good. Good.
Okay. The grouper. We got a fish it looks just like the grouper, but it's called rockfish. It ain't like the rockfish over here.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
The inside of the mouth is white.
Okay.
The grouper mouth is red. Don't eat that fish, the one with the inside of the mouth is white. That one is poison. You know what I mean?
Okay. But the red mouth is okay.
The red mouth is okay.
Yeah. Now, how do you test fish to see if they have this disease or have this this poison?
Well, a lot of folks will get poison and they don't mess with it.
Oh, they just don't even mess with it.
They don't mess with it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some pretty interesting methods here. One says that flies won't land on contaminated fish. That's in Australia.
Yeah.
Cats display symptoms after eating contaminated fish.
Uh-huh.
And then putting a silver coin under the scales of the suspect fish. Only if the coin turns black, it is contaminated. None of this is known whether it's accurate or not. In Grand Cayman, the locals will test barracuda by placing a piece of the fish on the ground and allowing the ants to crawl on it. If the ants continue to move, then the fish is safe to eat. I guess if they die, it's not. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, everybody got a way of testing it, but with me,
you just don't eat it.
When I hear barracuda, I don't eat barracuda. When I hear it's rockfish, it look like grouper, like you say. It looks just like grouper, but inside the mud is white. I don't eat it, period. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I understand. Hey, look, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
I just called you, to verify that.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, James. I sure appreciate it.
Okay,
bye-bye. All right, thank you. There we go. From the horse's mouth to your ears. There you go. Wow, interesting stuff here today. How about that? We all learned something. Isn't that cool? All right. What? Do we have to break again? Is it that time already? Wow. So I got to tell you about the fishing challenge, right? One more time. Maryland Fishing Challenge. Let's talk about Diamond Jim. Yes, indeed. He's a tagged rockfish worth $25,000, and he's swimming in Chesapeake. He's waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. Even they're worth $500 apiece. So if you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call that number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 Diamond Jim. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You can win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shopper, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That website again, dnr.maryland.gov. Click on the fisheries button and you'll see right there, the Fishing Challenge. So it's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Check it out. Are you feeling lucky? It's time once more to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. It's very simple. If you want an up-to-date fishing report, call 410-247-FISH, 410-247-3474, and that'll give you the fishing report. If you want to go fishing, the Clyde Sports Shop has all the bait, tackle you could need, want, or imagine. They'll put fresh line on your reels. They'll do all that. And don't forget, they've got handguns, firearms for personal and home protection. They know how to do the paperwork. They know how to get you your firearms. They've got the ammunition. They've got everything you need, and they can help you out. They do it every single day. They're experts at what they do. And if your gun has a little problem, like several of mine have had over the years, I take it right to Clyde Sports Shop, get them to fix it. And, you know, if I need a scope mounted, I think I'm going to put a new scope on my slug gun this year. So we'll have Clyde's do that, too. So give him a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, or visit him, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, or hit the website, ClydeSports.com. The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships. There's archery shoots, sponsored by Cabela's, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction, and more. Win a 2013 Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com. For info.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's talk to Winnie in Baltimore. Good morning, Winnie. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. I'm okay.
Good.
Hello. This barracuda that you said you shouldn't eat, and all these other fish that you named that people shouldn't eat, do they have fins and scales?
Most of them do.
Because according to the Bible, anything that lives in the water full-time or part-time and does not have fins and scales, you shouldn't eat.
Well, that's the Old Testament. I recall the New Testament where a great sheet was let down from heaven. Was it the Apostle Paul? And he said, God said to him, kill and eat. And he said, well, all these things I've you know, stayed away from my youth. And I believe God said, what used to be unclean is now clean. Is that true or not, Winnie?
I don't know. Well,
then you better check out your Bible there a little bit.
Oh, now you know why? Because what's this fish that you said that people are eating and it's killing them?
Well, I didn't say killing them. I'm saying barracuda, which is found in the tropics from Florida throughout the Caribbean, mm-hmm. or Caribbean, however you say that, eats fish that eat toxic little critters that live in the coral. Okay? So people are warned not to eat the fish that eat this poison stuff.
And
yes, they have fins and scales.
All of them, the ones.
All of them, every single one of them. Parrotfish, grouper, amberjack, barracuda, they all have scales and fins.
So why they don't eat snapper?
Well, snapper wasn't named, but snapper certainly under consideration.
I thought I heard someone name a snapper.
I don't know.
And the one you use for steak fish, hake or hake.
Hake, yeah, that's hake, yeah. Well, somebody asked what that was.
Yeah, I know. I've been wanting to call about that because I wanted to know if they had fins and scales.
They do.
So I can eat steak fish.
As far as I know, yeah. You can eat any fish you want there, Winnie. Even catfish, which don't have scales.
Yes, catfish, they don't have fins and scales.
They have fins. Don't have scales.
They have both.
Don't have scales. Nope. Catfish don't have.
Catfish, and no, I'm not going to eat that. There's another one that they eat, some big fish they eat. I don't think it has. No, I'm not going to eat it.
All right. Well, you do what you got to do there, Winnie. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
It's nice for giving me your time.
My pleasure. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. We got Tacklebox Tim on email. There's only one person who ever walked the earth who could walk away from a boating accident. Very simple. Wear a PFD, a personal flotation device, a PFD. That's what they call life jackets now. I don't know when they changed the name, personal flotation device. Like personal watercraft, you know, they used to be called jet skis. Now they're personal watercraft. Well, personal flotation device. Wear one. Wear a life jacket. Save your life. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and boat. That's all I have to say today. Except, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Thanks for listening. We enjoyed all the phone calls. And guess what? We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.